chiquitos. Vamos a pintarnos. ¿Cómo están en este sábado divino? Yo tenía una amiga que bailó así. Peruana. Vamos ahí. ¿Quién va a caminar hoy? Con este día terraza, terraza. Casi 25 de diciembre. No importa lo que vas a comprar. No importa cómo terminamos este año. Terraza, sótano, contanos. Ahí. Venga. Es toda una cuestión de actitud, queridos. Si no bailaba esto. Así que, ¿cómo están ahí? Cuenten, cuenten. ¿Cómo está hoy, sábado divino? ¿Qué día es hoy? 20 días de Navidad, 12 de diciembre. Una terraza total. Tenemos un montón de cosas en este programa, Charlas con Constancia. La verdad, hemos tenido 75 charlas, una mejor que la otra. Hemos entrevistado a un montón de gente. Gracias a todos los que vinieron a compartir. Un poco, a mí lo que me encanta es compartir los talentos de la gente, ¿verdad? Porque hay gente tipo re talentosa que está siempre ayudando. Por ejemplo, Federico de Japau me acaba de llamar y decir que la verdad está feliz con el tema de la energía que le puse. Hey, Katie. How are you, darling? This is a podcast in español, but I want to say hi. And actually, I want to interview your husband in the Charla con Constancia. And here, now that we're here, quiero saber quién quiere ganarse la Essen. Gracias a todos los que compraron tickets. Mari, acá tenemos la lista. Vamos a rifar. We're gonna raffle this, which is awesome. You can make brownies, pizza, everything. And the great thing about this is doesn't stick. So if you guys wanna, I have a bunch of numbers. So let me know what number should I save you. So vamos a acordarnos siempre que en este momento tan particular que estamos pasando, lo más importante, sinceramente, es la salud. La salud y la manera de transmitir. Yo creo que estábamos haciendo en un grupo de Viernes de Dar, estábamos haciendo una, como un pedido al universo en cuándo va a ser nuestra próxima, ¿cómo te puedo explicar? ¿En qué vamos a trabajar en este nuevo mes que venimos? Hey, Sophie. I love that you're here because looks like what I got. So, this is amazing. I really want to say that when I have some friends that they rock and roll. So here it's, I love this. I opened it yesterday. Thank you so much. And look at this. It's amazing and says, you, Sophie put me on the bad list. I love it. Happy holidays. You most likely to be the worst influence, but in the best ways. That's awesome. And I love these products. I didn't open them yet. I'm gonna try them now. Ooh. This is body butter. Ooh, I love the packaging too. And then we have body oil. Ooh, this is amazing. Thank you so much, Sophie. That was awesome. I love it. I am so excited. And I love the card. That's a great idea. Hola, Good Nature Expeditions. I wanted to say that we are partnering with Good Nature Expeditions. And we will love to do a tour when things open. So I'm really excited. So I'm going to show, this is the one we are raffling. If you guys want to buy a ticket, you can send the money by Zelle. And I have a bunch of numbers. So let me know. Cuéntenme. What are you guys doing today? How is everything? And are you grateful? And today we're going to talk about what are we grateful for? Who wants to show one grateful. I mean, I'm grateful for my health. Yesterday, I talked to a friend of mine, unfortunately, in Buenos Aires. I'm grateful for my husband. He's doing like, me, pick me. Yes, I'm grateful for you. I just called to say I love you. So it's amazing. So I'm grateful for my health, for my family, for all the friends that pick up my day. Hi, Kevin. Sophie says, Sophie, do you wanna share the screen? And I just wanted to say congrats to Sophie for having a baby on the pandemic. This is for you. Ahí, a ver. Vamos a ver si podemos encontrar. And actually, I want to say that I met Sophie many, many moons ago, right? And I was teaching Spanish in Vermont the first time. And actually, they told Sophie that she couldn't take classes. She went to a very good school called GMBS, which is awesome. I love that school. And in the school, they taught French and German, right? So basically, Sophie, she was 16, I think, they told Sophie she couldn't take Spanish because she didn't have time. So Sophie looked at them and said, hey, listen, what about lunch? And so she started taking Spanish on lunch with me. And she basically, a 16-year-old that missed her lunch break to come with me, right? Is that amazing? So the funny thing is, after that, I thought that everybody was as motivated as Sophie, but then I found that that's not the case. But anyway, we became friends, and I love my sessions with Sophie. And when she went to... good, Katie says. Oh, Katie also teaches at GMBS, right? You teach, what do you teach? Coaching? Yeah, she teaches, actually, she's on Facebook. She teaches racing, right? I mean, racing coaching. So that's amazing. So, but anyway, Sophie went to Spain that year, and I told her that she should really speak Spanish. And I remember that... that anecdote that you told me, that you were taking a flamenco class with your mom, and you were like, SOS, SOS. And your mom was like, wait a minute, SOS? Because for Argentinians, SOS means socorro, ¿verdad? Meaning alerta, socorro, SOS. I don't know, what is the abbreviation for SOS? I don't know, I have to look it up. But anyway, but in Spanish, when you do a flamenco thing and they call you SOS, it's Shisotewa. But what is SOS standing for? I don't remember. But anyway, and the good thing is I told Sophie to speak Spanish with everybody. Remember that? So she went to Spain and actually she started speaking Spanish with everybody. And when I came back from Florida, she sent me a postcard that I still have on my desk, all in Spanish. And we became friends. So that's the best thing. So, and actually her family had been, I mean, above and beyond for me. It's like, I'm going to cry, so I don't want to talk about it. So anyway, well, chiquitos, SOS, I love it. I love that. Yeah, it's sometimes, you know, for one person is one thing and for another is another thing. So this is amazing. We are doing a raffle for everybody that actually goes to my YouTube channel. We're doing many raffles, but one of them is if you go to my YouTube channel and you follow me and you go to my Instagram and you follow me, we're going to share this afternoon all the things we're raffling. We have a ton of things to raffle. So I'm so excited about that. And then we are doing the Essen raffle. So for that, you have to buy a ticket and I put you there and you can get a $210 pot for 10 bucks. Eso es means they're you, that's it. Eso es, they're you, that's it. No, yes, but that's in Spanish. But when in English, SOS is an abbreviation for something. So one thing that I wanted to share with you, it's many people say, they emailed me yesterday and they said that they love the expressions that I use in English. And I mean, I love English language, and I remember when I was young, I used to get really excited about learning new phrases. So I have a couple for you today that we did some last week. Well, the first one, it's going to be, I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to seeing you. And repeat it with me. Look forward to seeing you. That means, estoy feliz de que te voy a ver, ¿verdad? Miro, traduciendo literal, estoy feliz de que te voy a ver. I can't wait to see you. No, estoy ansiosa de esperar a verte. I cannot wait to see you. I can't wait to see you. And another one, it's that I really love, that I learned in the U.S., never heard it in Argentina when I was taking classes, was you look like a million bucks. And I love that. Vos te ves como un millón de dólares. So I just want you to show one expression in English that you guys use a lot. For my Latino friends that will replay this video, I would like you to show me one. So, what is another expression that you love? I look forward to seeing you. I can't wait to see you. You look like a million bucks. Anyone? Anybody? Katie? Sophie? Good Nature Expedition? Hi, Kevin, Kevin says hi, Sophie. Thanks. And congrats on Stella and Artie. So cute. I can't wait to see you guys. Anyway. And good Nature Expedition, if you come to the U.S., let me know, because I would love to see you too. Anyway, one more. People said one more expression that it's awesome. I think. It's just another day. It's just another day. Es solamente un día más. Take one day at a time. Take one day at a time. Tómate un día a la vez. Tell me if you guys know any songs that have expressions that you love. Actually, I was thinking, because I love English. I love languages in general. And I love learning and connecting with people. And I think that makes me really happy. And I really... Sometimes you feel like you feel like you're never gonna master this language, right? But you do, you will. Just do one thing every day that makes you toward that goal. What is one thing that you're doing today that is gonna help you to get to that goal? And I would love to, you can write me here and I can put you in a WhatsApp group and we can do classes on Zoom once a week. So anyway, we're gonna finish with a song. Thank you so much. I hope you guys are having an amazing day. And if you guys wanna get a raffle, it's $10 for one ticket. And this is actually, this is not the only one that we're raffling. Crypto Carmen. Hey, Crypto Carmen, how are you? I hope you are great. Let us know where you're connecting from. And Mari got a couple tickets. Mari, if you can tell me the tickets that you got, I'm going to write them down. Thank you so much. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, okay. One. Mari Escobar. Sos una diosa. Thank you so much. Mari Escobar, thank you so much for the tickets. 1, 2, 36. 36, 37, 36, 37, 42. Muy bien. So 1, 2, 36, 37, and 42. We are we have them done. So, hola, Uman. Amalia, querida, contanos de dónde te conectas. So, here we go, and we're going to start doing a program, a podcast in the morning, and you're going to get all that info. Thank you so much. And I really wanted to recommend a couple things. My friend Fede and Karen de Japau are doing this awesome motivational to turn. It's amazing. My husband is building something right now, right? He's doing this motivational, how to turn your month around, your year, how to finish your, how to finish 2020 up. Terraza. Es más, I am talking to them to change the name to Terraza. So thank you so much for watching. And if you want more info of any of this, if you want to buy a ticket, let me know. I would love to hear from you. I can be contact by Gmail, constanceg@gmail, Instagram or Facebook. And if you didn't do that and you want to get to the raffle for the program, follow me on Instagram, follow me on YouTube, and you will enter your raffle. Thank you so much for being here, and have an awesome Saturday. Adios. Que no lo dije.